Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I'm Bani Ramaru, and that is You Gave Me Love, and before a 3C Live featuring Ach Bilankulu, and the title of the song is Awesome God. Hello, 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 hello. Dr. Abel Tlailani tells me it's raining out there. How are you, Dr. Tlailani?
I'm fine, except that this rain really poured over me.
Is it raining?
Yeah.
Is it pouring? Yeah. Cats and dog?
Yeah, cats and dogs.
Hi, Bo.
Yeah.
When I came in, I was like, nah.
No, it's up and down, you know. Like, maybe you find that it's stopped.
Yeah, and the studio is hot. Today it's vice versa.
It's nice and warm today. I had to take off that jacket of mine, you see.
Normally, the studios are freezing cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are in Kwakwa, in studio.
Yeah, that's right.
But today, it's the other way around. Are you well?
No, I'm fine. I'm also catching this flu.
Hey,
but I'm going to fight.
Why do you want to catch it? Leave it alone, Dr. Taylor.
Somebody's pushing me from behind. That's a thing. I don't know.
Oh, it's the rain.
Yeah.
I blame it on the rain.
Okay.
And so today we're talking sinusitis versus colds and flus. And we have a message from a family member. Cherry baby, hi. May the hand of the Lord be upon you. May he bring healing to you. And she says, hi, my sister, not even flu season, but I am sick in bed, coughing, feeling tired and headache, and I'm not well. Not well, always want to be in the bed. But it is the flu season, right?
Yeah, it is a flu season, except the ours now has come a little bit early. You know, our flu season is between April and June.
Yeah.
But it came a bit earlier than other years.
Is it because of the rains?
It was in March.
You think?
I'm not sure, but I blame it on global warming.
Yeah.
You know, our weathers have changed. You know, we had a lot of heat just before Christmas, after Christmas and everything. And then suddenly it became a bit cold and windy. In February now. You know, because of all those changes.
And it looks like winter is coming early because now, for example, the weatherman says that we are having another cold front in Gauteng.
Mm-hmm.
So this rain is just ushering cold front in.
That's
so
right,
we're going to have an experience of very cold weekend.
Yeah. Geography has changed a lot, man. I don't know. Maybe it's a sign of the end of times.
So we are in a whole new world. It's a whole new world.
Yeah.
It's a whole new world. So, Dr. Tlailani, when we're talking about sinusitis, exactly what are we talking about? And because most of the times we see somebody with sinusitis and we think it's flu, for some of us who do not know, until the person says, no, sinus.
Yeah. You see, sinusitis, basically, it's an inflammation of the sinuses.
Okay.
You know, we all have three sets of sinuses. We've got the paranasal, which are around the nose, and we've got the maxillary one, which are above the cheeks, and we've got the ethmoidal ones, which are just below the eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
So these sinuses are prone to be infected or are prone to be reactive to some allergens.
Okay.
Basically, sinusitis is not mainly an infectious disease. It's more of an allergic disease. But we know that allergy, number one, bacterial infection and viruses can cause sinusitis.
Mm-mm.
So basically, it's an inflammation of the inside, the mucosa of those sinuses.
So it's just the human body reacting to whatever that's out there. Okay.
That's right. Like house dust, you can react to it.
Mm.
Pollen, because it's seasonal too. Remember, sinusitis can be seasonal.
Mm.
You know, and then dust and smoke in polluted areas.
Mm.
So when those things
irritate the sinus.
Yeah, they irritate it and then it reacts by producing a lot of mucoid stuff and then also swelling of the epithelial cells, which will cause this congestion and watering. Watery excretions of the nostrils.
Okay, what I've learned also, I've heard of people saying because of sinus, they it affects their eyes. Is it because of where it's situated?
Yeah, the problem is, you see, the eye communicates with the nostrils.
Yeah,
by the lacrimal gland.
Yeah.
Now anything that happens in the sinuses, it gets spread to the eyes.
Yeah.
then that's when you get the look. When you cry, where does the tears go to?
To my nose.
Yes, that's
yeah,
right.
They also come out through the nostrils.
That's right. Yeah. So that's why when you cry, uh-huh. you can have tears and also a running nose. So that's how you know it affects the eyes.
Okay, okay. But now, how do they connect with the chest as well?
Now, the thing is, once you've got this sinusitis, there is going to be that that we call a post-nasal drainage. The post-nasal drainage is when the secretions, these infected secretions.
The mucus.
Yeah, the mucus.
They go down.
Yeah, they go down.
Okay.
And then they'll tend to spread. If you don't cough them out, they will go through the trachea and into the bronchioles.
Mm.
And then that's when now you will be getting that secondary infection.
So does it mean that now your chest will be inflamed?
Yeah, definitely. If it's a sinusitis due to an infection, either a virus or a bacteria, then you're going to get
Bacteria is the one that's going to affect.
Yeah, it's going to affect your chest.
Okay.
But if it's an allergic phenomenon, for instance, from pollen, then you can be spared from getting a problem in the chest.
Okay. So there are those ones who are advised to clean their sinus from time to time, to pour the water, warm water from one, and it comes out of the other nostrils.
That's right. That's very good, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. But don't use plain water. Okay, you can use plain water if you don't have the saline solution, which is an isotonic solution. You know, it's got the very, very same body
Is it better to buy it?
Yeah. Okay. You can get it in a spray form.
Okay.
And you don't even have to be doing what we are doing. You know, you just spray it in the nostril. It knows what to do.
It freaks me out. I see somebody pouring from one nostril and to the water.
It's very uncomfortable. Ooh. I don't know how people really can do that. Okay, it's okay. It's a very good maneuver to remove all these things.
What I ask myself is, okay, if you're going to prepare it yourself, that solution, you pour in the salt, how much even? Of the salt.
Okay, 1 liter. What you can do is take 1 liter of water and then put only 1 tablespoon of salt.
Salt?
Yeah,
sodium
chloride.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then the solution is okay.
But you can if you can get a spray, then you can use it to spray. Yeah. Not.
No, that. It's very uncomfortable. You can imagine doing it on a child. Just fine, yeah.
Yeah,
he's going to hate you.
It reminds me of COVID when the swabs were used in them.
Yeah.
And so when we're cleaning that, the sinus, what are we cleaning it from? Like the pollen that might be stuck there or what?
We're basically cleaning the secretions. Because the pollen has been there already, and then after that it has caused the reaction. That's why you've got this swelling of the mucosa and the secretions. So, but by reducing the number of, the amount of fluid which is in there, because that is the fluid which is going to cause congestion, and then it's going to cause difficulty in breathing, and then it will also cause this snoring at night, because your nostrils will be so blocked that you can't even use. You're going to be a mouth breather.
Ish.
And then your sleeping partner may not like the way you snore, you know, because it's terrible.
But you're in trouble yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you can't breathe, then it's something else.
Yeah. Yeah, there are people who snore
because
of maybe they've got tonsils which are enlarged or adenoids which are enlarged. That one, if you change position, for instance, then you stop snoring.
Yeah.
But not with the sinusitis. Sinusitis, whether you change or you don't change, you know, the snoring will just continue.
So I heard of somebody who was also diagnosed with asthma as well.
Yeah.
And the doctor says, no, there's a connection between sinusitis and asthma.
Yeah, I think that one is an anecdotal connection.
Yeah.
Because asthma, basically, we know that asthma is an inflammation.
Yeah.
And sinusitis is basically an infection.
Yeah.
Or an allergy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we find that asthmatic patients do also suffer from sinusitis.
Oh.
And they also respond to what we give to a sinus patient. So, there is that relation that an asthmatic is prone to get sinusitis. And with sinusitis too, it can cause bronchospasms, which can be interpreted as asthma. Not necessarily asthma. It's just a reaction of the bronchial, which become constricted.
Yeah.
And then when you listen with a stethoscope, you think you are dealing with an asthmatic. When you are only dealing with a bronchospasm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Thank you, Enika.
Thank you, Enika.
Enika makes us look beautiful. because yeah, family on Facebook, they're like, "Oh, Enika is back." No. Yeah, she is. She's always around. Okay, so there is a connection between asthma and
sinusitis.
Sinusitis. Yeah. Does it?
But
it,
we must be very clear. Sinusitis. Okay. I mean, asthma.
Yeah.
It's an inflammatory disease.
Mm.
You see that. Mm. It's not an infective disease. You don't have an infection with asthma.
Mm.
You've got an inflammation.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So then how do we differentiate it from flus? Number one, I heard you mentioned that it won't pass to another person. It's not, what's the word again? So if I have sinusitis, okay, not me, but if somebody has sinusitis, you can't pass it on to another person.
No, you can.
You can pass sinusitis to another person?
Not necessarily a sinusitis, but you can infect the patient with the bacteria or the virus which has caused those sinuses. Now, the patient may not necessarily develop sinusitis, but you can develop some other infection in the body.
Mm.
Now, what was the question, by the way? How to differentiate...
Yes.
I think we did you say differentiate the sinuses from the flu?
Yeah, how do we differentiate the two? Are they the same?
Well, it's going to be a bit difficult because a flu will cause you to have nasal congestion, which can be interpreted as a sinusitis. But it's going to be difficult unless, you know, you consult with a practitioner.
Yeah.
Who will, you know, examine you and will make that differentiation. But you yourself, I don't think you can. Because, you know, you've got symptoms of different flu-like symptoms, like a cold, a COVID-19, which we know. I heard you speaking about COVID.
Somebody was puzzled. One of the guest speakers yesterday was like, "Oh, I didn't know that COVID is still with us. I'm like, it's going to be with us for some time."
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Look, with sinusitis, you may not have a sore throat, but you will have things like congestion, as I've just said. And then with a cold or a flu, you may not cough with the flu, you may not cough with an influenza. But with sinuses, you may cough because of the secretions. If they get you know, pushed down the throat,
yes,
then that's when they're going to stimulate the cough. And then the sneezing, with a cold, you may not sneeze, but the sneezing
sinusitis,
you're definitely going to have to sneeze.
Mm.
And then sinusitis, for instance, sometimes it may not give you fever, but the cold and flus will definitely give you a fever. Yeah, especially with children, fear of in excess of about 37.
Let me pause you right there, Dr. Tlailani. So as a family member sent in that message earlier on, she says she always wants to be in bed. She's coughing, feeling tired with a headache as well.
Yeah.
Would we look at that as a flu? Because
I think
of the headache as well. And
no, I'll say that's an influenza.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a flu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Look, there is a virus there. Now, with cold and flu, there's no virus.
Mm.
But with an influenza, there is a virus. You know, this four viruses.
Yeah.
You know, the A, the B, the C, and the D.
Mm.
Yeah. The A is the one which predominantly causes our seasonal flu.
Mm.
And the B is occasionally there. And then the C is the one which is associated especially with gastric flu.
Yeah.
You must have heard people saying, "I've got a gastric flu."
Yeah.
With
yeah.
nausea, vomiting, fever, and then sometimes diarrhea.
Mm.
So those are differentiations that you have to make.
Okay.
Now, body aches
may
not be manifest with sinusitis, but it is there with influenza.
Okay.
And not necessarily with cold. And then we've got the tiredness, which is more with influenza.
Okay.
And occasionally with a cold or a flu.
So if you find a person saying, even my bones are aching,
yeah,
then that's influenza.
That's influenza.
Not even flu or cold.
Or cold, that's right.
Okay.
And then we've got a headache, which is very common, especially with cold and flus, but very excruciating with sinusitis.
Yeah, I would expect.
It's a headache that you can't bear. We have to go and see a doctor after that. And then we've got a runny, stuffy nose, which is common in both of them. And then loss of taste and smell is common with the sinusitis, because those receptors of smell are dead altogether. They are not even functioning at all. But with a cold and flu, maybe you may be able to can smell that, okay, I'm eating this, I'm eating that, I'm eating that. So you differentiate this clinically. But laboratory-wise, it may not be possible, because the bacteria are there, the viruses are there. I mean, they will be cultured in both instances, including with COVID too.
Okay, so Dr. Tlelane, we've been talking to you about now sinusitis and influenza, the differences there. But you also mentioned colds and flu. What's different about colds? Are they light? Is it just a light cough? Nothing very serious when we're talking colds and flu?
Yeah, when we talk colds and flu, it's just a reaction of your body to your environment, for instance. Like if it's too cold, you know, your thermostat will adjust your body to be able to can manufacture and also, you know, manufacture some other hormones in your body to warm you up, and also be able to can stimulate the sinuses to be able to can warm the air, because when it's cold, the air which goes into the nostrils will be cold, and then you need something to warm or humidify that, and that's when you need your sinuses.
Okay.
And then with cold, it's something that is there, it reacts, it's just a reaction, you know, you get the flu-like symptoms, cough, runny nose, which is a bit stuffy, little bit of a headache that you can not really want to seek help for.
Yeah.
You can just get an OTC to get it.
Over the counter.
Over the counter, yeah.
Okay.
But otherwise, and the main thing is that with a cold and a flu, there are no viruses that you can be isolated or be associated with. But with an influenza, we know that those influenza A and B and C play a part.
All right. A family member says, hi, Sibongile. The question today is, please, can you ask about adenoids? My daughter has adenoids and they have put her on medicine. The moment we stop giving her that medicine, she gets sick again. I read that I will stop by the age of 5. Is that true?
Well, I'm not sure about at what age adenoids will not give you problems. But adenoids are those lymph nodes which are just below the tonsils, which drain the tonsils and the greater part of the pharynx and the throat. So if the adenoids are enlarged, you are going to have symptoms that are mimicking tonsillitis, and then you are going to have symptoms that are also causing you lethargy and excruciating pain, especially when you swallow. So my advice is that if she still got tonsils, she must take out the tonsils and the adenoids at the same time. And then, but I know there are some ENT surgeons who don't touch the adenoids at all. They only remove the tonsils if the tonsils are giving problems. But in her case, I think both removal of the tonsils and of the adenoids, I think, will help the child.
Okay.
Tremendously.
Please, Spongile, ask Dr. Tlailane why sometimes when one has colds and flu, it takes longer, even when you don't feel like it's influenza, as he describes influenza.
So I think it has to be, if it's an influenza, for instance, it has to do with your immunity.
Okay.
If your immune system is low, like in immune-compromised patients like HIV or maybe cancer, you know, those people have got a very low immunity. then it's going to take longer because your body to react to produce antibodies to attack whatever's offending your body is weakened. And then in that way, the period takes longer. But your body is fit, you know, you eat healthy, you exercise, take enough fluids, then your immunity is going to be high. And the other thing with this is that, what was I thinking now? If you've got a comorbid illness like hypertension, diabetes, and cancer too, which I've just mentioned, the reaction to your defense mechanism is lower. So anything which has to be with influenza is going to take longer.
Okay.
Because of your compromised
immunity.
So
wait, Dr. Talan, does it mean that if your immunity is compromised,
yeah,
even if it was going to be just the flu,
yeah,
then it turns to, okay,
it turns and then it goes into something more aggressive.
Sure.
And then it can even go to an extent of predisposing you to a secondary bacterial infection, which you end up with pneumonia.
Okay.
Yeah. You must have heard of about Haemophilus influenza.
Mm.
Yeah. That is another type of an influenza that is, you know, is a father to all the pneumonias.
Mm.
Yeah. So if you've got a comorbid and then you've got things like chronic infections like HIV, you know, I would advise that they should be more careful by visiting a practitioner often and taking care of your health at all times.
So, Dr. Tlelani, before it gets to pneumonia, it's something else.
That's right.
Okay.
It's an influenza. Now, if this influenza...
So, it could have been a flu, then it got to be an influenza, which got worse than
that's
that.
That's right.
Because of your immunity.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And
makes sense.
Then comes the bacteria.
Mm.
When the bacteria comes, then like Karen Katar, because that's when you're going to get all these types of pneumonias.
So, which comorbidities are we talking about?
We're talking about
all
cancer.
Of them.
Yeah, all of them. You know?
Okay.
All the non-communicable diseases like hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol, chronic kidney disease.
So anything chronic.
Yeah, anything chronic.
All right, Dr. Tlelani, let's take a break. You make a request
today.
You asked for the sounds of William Sejake.
That's right.
Ruri. Let's take a break and then come back to talk to Dr.
Tlelani
some more. Let those questions come. Dr. Tlelani is here to minister unto you. Dr. Tlelani.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Come and ask your questions, share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
At least I saw you dancing. Dr. Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least I saw you dancing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kanti, you can dance.
Yeah.
You never shared that information. Yeah. But yeah, family, those were sounds from Pastor William Sejake Ruri. And Dr. Tlelani says, this is what we played during the during the Passover season. And so they were enjoying this. So, Dr. Tlelani, let's talk about treatments. How different are the treatments? I've seen people drinking and sharing medication. Yeah, yeah, I have this kind of, no, I use this, so take this one. How should it be done? And should, can I share my medication with my family? Because now I was drinking. So
no. With antibiotics, for instance, yeah, when a doctor prescribes antibiotics, not necessarily that we treat flu or influenza with antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be sharing them. It's a course.
Okay.
If they've given you a course of 5 days, you must finish that course. If they've given you a course of 7 days, you must finish that course and don't share it.
Yeah.
My answer is we never share.
Yeah, and what I've seen now, what's happening with the antibiotics, I've seen that when they disperse them, they give you the right amount.
That's right.
Yeah,
yes.
They no longer give you more, because in the past you would take for 7 days, but there still be some left.
Some
I don't
left,
know.
Yes.
Yeah, but now they give you the exact ones that you need.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But I think the best thing that we should start with here is just how to prevent it.
Okay.
How to prevent this influenza.
But before you go there, are they treatable?
Yeah.
Can one be healed from sinusitis?
Yeah, you can be healed, but you know, I would say 50 to 55% of people can get cured
from sinusitis.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a chronic thing.
We've been made to believe
it will stay
so
with you until, if maybe you're 12 or you know less than 12, you'll be lucky that you outgrow it.
Okay,
at the age of 18. Or if you get it as a child, maybe 6 or so, and then you'll also pray that by 12, maybe you'll outgrow it.
Okay.
So it is a chronic illness. There is no guarantee of cure, but there have been some people who have been cured from it.
So before you move even to preventing,
yeah,
sometimes you would find a person presenting with some black spots up there in the palate, and they say it was caused by sinusitis. What is that?
No, I haven't seen them.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But maybe I can relate them to a fungal infection which is healing.
Okay.
Like I've seen such spots with patients with HIV, and then but they are those spots are usually white, but at the later stage they tend to be black.
Okay.
But they go off. I mean, they disappear with time.
Mm.
But honestly, I haven't really seen those things which were caused by influenza.
And I'm just thinking, as you're talking like this, that then if it gets to that point where something like that would happen, it means immunity.
Yeah, that's right. Then you have to see an allergist.
Okay.
Who's going to take care of your immunity and take care of your allergies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Family, we are talking with Dr. Tlailani. Has sinusitis, colds and flu, and influenza.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can call in 012-334-1322 is the number that you can dial. You can send messages like other family members have been doing that on 082-657-2729 or 37871, which is our SMS line, which costs 150. So preventing these.
That's right. I still think the best way to prevent it is to vaccinate.
Okay.
Well, usually we vaccinate somewhere around February, March, just before the season comes, because we know that our season comes in April, May, June, July.
Referring to the colds and flus.
The colds and flus. Well, the sinusitis, we don't have a vaccine for that. It all depends what virus you may be having. Maybe you can think it can cause your sinuses, but we don't have immunization for that. But when it comes to flu, influenza, the best is vaccination. We may not be late now. If you haven't vaccinated, I would advise that go and be vaccinated, because it helps. If you are going to contract influenza or flu, then it's going to be minimum. It don't be as bad as it would have been when you haven't been vaccinated.
Oh, okay.
So I'll still advise people that haven't vaccinated should go and vaccinate. And if you have got the influenza now, please don't vaccinate, because you're going to overwhelm
it's just going to overwhelm the body.
Yeah, that's right. Then it will end up worse. Wait until you recover from this and then take the vaccine. Look, somehow we think we've got long-term immunity, but you can be immunized now And then at the later stage, get the influenza.
Mm.
Now you'll find that the influenza that you get after being immunized, it has mutated. It's a different virus from the one that we are vaccinated against. So even with myself, you know, I was discouraging vaccination because, you know, I was seeing patients who are vaccinated but still coming back with an influenza.
Yeah.
Only to find that the organism is not the same.
Okay.
You know, the flu
has mutated.
A virus mutated. Yeah, it's
yeah.
Something different. And then at all times, wash your hands often with soap and water, not just plain water.
Hmm.
And if you don't have soap, then you can use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer, just like what we are doing with the COVID. And then try to cover your nose and mouth when you sneeze or cough. And then cough or sneeze into your elbow, just like we're doing, and not on your hands, like I see we just hold our hands. Yeah, like that.
Because I'm going to hug another person.
Yeah, going to, yeah, to, yeah, that's right. And then they're going to transmit that, what you call. And avoid being around the other people when you are sick from influenza.
Yeah.
Stay home if you can, you know. And then consider wearing a mask if you're sick or you can't avoid being around others.
Yeah.
At all times, you must wear that mask. And avoid touching your face, eyes, nose and mouth. Because you cough into your mouth, and then, I mean, on your hand, and then you touch your eyes, you touch your nose, then that's when you're going to transmit that virus. And then don't share food or eating utensils, forks, spoons and cups with others.
Okay.
Try to not to do that because we don't know where the virus can land. Because one other way of spreading this is touching infected objects, you know, the table and everything.
Mm.
If I had flu and then I came in here, as I'm talking, I'm just, you know, getting rid of all these bugs. They are landing on these computers, landing on the... and then you come and then you touch them, then voila, you get the influenza.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are the preventative measures.
Should we be living the way we did during the COVID-19 season?
Yeah, I'll say that. But not isolation.
Okay.
You don't have to isolate.
We don't have to isolate.
Yeah.
Okay. But make sure that our space is sanitized.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Everything that we did with COVID,
yeah,
you can, you know, do with the influenza, this seasonal influenza. Now, how long does the flu last? It will last for about 2 days. I mean, up to 2 weeks.
Okay.
Some people are so strong, the immunity is so strong, that within 2-3 days, they're cured from it. Not cured, but they've recovered from it.
Mm.
And then others with immune compromise, 2 weeks is max. And then I had a challenge actually with an employer,
yeah,
who I gave his employee a medical certificate for a week, and then he was questioning why do you give a 3-day disease like coughing. And
a 3-day? So,
yeah. No. I gave him a week.
Yeah.
And then he said, I must give you 3 days. And I said, look, this patient, you know, you don't know the state of the immunity.
Yeah,
they'll collapse at work. And then whose responsibility is? It's going to be my responsibility. Or I saw him and I knew that he's got this thing, which can take 2 weeks.
Mm.
I'll be knowing the comorbidities and other things of the patient. Then I send him to work again.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's right. So 2 weeks, that's it. And if you're an employer there, look, if a doctor gives a medical aid, not sorry, a patient,
a medical certificate,
a medical certificate for 2 weeks, there is a good reason. He just doesn't give it because he wants to give it. There is a reason.
Mm.
Yeah. And then when can you see go back to work? As I've said, you know, it depends. 24 hours up to about 2 weeks.
Mm.
But it's not a fixed thing that you should just... not be going to work. There are those people who can still are strong and go to work, but wearing masks and hydrating themselves, you know, taking care of themselves and taking the medication. We do have some medication for this, actually.
Mm.
For those people which we know that they are prone to get a severe influenza, which can lead to pneumonia.
Mm.
These are antivirus.
Mm.
We've got one. I've just forgotten the name. Let me just check here if I've got the name. But unfortunately, it's a generic name. It's an antivirus. Okay. No, I won't mention the name. We do have those ones. In order we can give them to patients.
You mentioned wearing a mask. You're wearing a mask to protect others from you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Not you protecting yourself from others.
But isn't it also protecting you? Because maybe you might meet somebody who's not wearing a mask and you receive a virus from them and overload the system, your system.
No, actually, look, if I've got an influenza,
yeah,
it's my responsibility to cover myself to protect other people.
Okay.
Yeah. If I don't have an influenza, why should I wear a mask?
But can another person with influenza who's not wearing a mask also overload my system because now I'm already flu? I have influenza in me.
Well, I don't know.
Can they infect me more?
Yeah, they can. Okay. They can.
I heard that especially husband and wife, because they spend, and children and their parents, because they spend time in the same space time to time, they can reinfect and
each
infect
other,
yeah.
And yeah. Yeah, but as long as you're cautious about having to, you know, basic protection from having to spread the disease to others. Mm. If you abide by those rules of washing your hands and covering your mouth, and then, you know, you'll be clear. So you don't have to worry so much about that. Now, if we come to the sinusitis, the signs and symptoms, you know, to reiterate as to what they are. If you've got pure sinusitis, the post-nasal drain is a giveaway. If a patient comes to you and says, look, I've got this sneezy nostril, a cough, and I've got this fever, and then with a post-nasal drain, that is the thing which will give away the sinus. And then a runny nose with thick yellow or green mucus, that is the one which is produced by the sinuses. But with the influenza, it's going to be watery.
Yeah, runny nose.
Yeah, runny nose. Okay. And then it doesn't necessarily go to the post-nasal. It's only going to come to the front.
I always ask myself, why would a person having a runny nose also have blocked nostrils?
No, the nostrils are blocked because of the congestion within the epithelium of the nostrils. They swell up, you see that.
Mm.
And then at the same time, they produce this fluid, which is called serous fluid.
So with sinusitis, will both of them be blocked?
Yeah, both.
But with influenza, you find one is blocked, one is open.
Yeah. But with sinusitis, it's usually both.
Okay.
Yeah, and then with influenza,
you can
alternate. Yeah, when you sleep, sometimes it looks like fluid moves to the
other one.
And then you change position and moves to the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then stuffy nose is a key thing too. If you've got a stuffy nose, you're likely to be having sinusitis. And then facial pressure, particularly around your nose, eyes, and forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this might be worse when you move your head around and bend over. These are the signs, and the typical signs of sinusitis. The face becomes painful too. And even between the eyes, the ethmoidal sinuses, if they are very inflamed, you get that headache and pressure lack. And then pressure or pain in your teeth when your maxillaries are involved. That's a typical sinusitis.
It gets to the teeth?
Yes. It spreads to the teeth. But it's usually the molars of the upper jaw.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's where the maxillary sinuses are. And then can have pressure or pain, which is typical of people who fly a lot. You know, like when you go up in the plane.
Yes, and then your ears close.
Ears close. Yes, you know, that's right. So what you have to do there is to get an anti-congestant before you fly.
Oh.
Yeah, and then you're going to be free from that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you just go into a pharmacy and say, I need an anti-congestion because I'm going to fly?
Yeah. Oh, most of them are Schedule 2.
Okay.
The schedule 3-2, yeah. And then which you can get over the
counter.
The counter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you don't have to take your chewing gum and swallow and try to open.
The chewing gum does work to with other people, maybe psychologically.
But not everyone.
Yeah, not everyone. Yeah. Yeah. And then fever is one of the signs that we should look out for. And then bad breath, halitosis.
Mm.
It's typical of sinusitis or a bad taste in your mouth. Most of the time, people think halitosis is caused by tonsillitis only. No, it isn't. Halitosis, basically, it's from the sinuses.
Mm.
It can be from your adenoids or your tonsils. And it can also be from your bronchi. When you've got a bronchitis, which hasn't been taken care of very well, or you've got accumulation of mucus inside there. And then those bacteria accumulate and then they start producing because they are non-oxygen dependent. Then they produce this, you know, offensive smell.
Mm.
Yeah, and then you feel when you are next to him, there is that halitosis, that bad smell that comes out of his mouth or the nostrils.
Mm.
But that can be treated, you know, with antibiotics and drainage of the sinuses, and that method of having to wash them out with the saline, which is uncomfortable.
That one, yeah.
Now, cough, headache, and tiredness are the final ones that should be aware of. But tiredness and headache, you know, occurs in both.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's symptoms of. And causes of sinusitis in a short while. Mm-hmm. I mean, in brief.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there was one thing that I wanted to bring to our family, that not everything infective in the respiratory system is influenza. There's a lot of organisms which can cause very same symptoms. I was just telling Anika that there's close to about 12 bacteria, viruses, which cause flu-like symptoms and or sinusitis. We've got the adenovirus, we've got the Boca virus, we've got the coronavirus, which is about 4.9, which we're exposed to. We've got the enterovirus, which shares with the gastric influenza. And then we've got influenza A, influenza B, which is very common. And we've got paraphilin influenza. We've got the metapneumovirus that we spoke about last time. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got the rhino and the enterovirus. We've got the rhino virus. And then we've got the RSV, which is respiratory syncytial virus, which mimics COVID. You remember we had this thing. It was an epidemic.
Mm.
Around November, December, and then everybody was saying,
it's bad.
COVID is coming back.
Mm.
Yeah, no, it was the RSV. And then we've got RSV, actually, there are two. There's an A and then a B.
Okay.
And then SARS-CoV-2 is the other one. You know, we should not forget, it's still with us. It hasn't left our shores. It's here.
Mm.
So we just need to be very, very careful about this.
All right.
Why I mentioned this is because don't self-diagnose, take medication and go. Go and see your doctor, especially if you have had these symptoms for about 3 days and then you don't see any improvement because you don't know what virus it is.
You don't know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
You don't know what it is.
That's right.
And for those with sinus, I've seen a lot of people with sinus saying, no, I'll be fine, and yet they're struggling, but they're like, I'll be fine. What advice do we have for them?
Yeah, I think they must also go and visit their doctor so that they can just establish what type of immunity they've got. I mean, what type of virus or what state of immunity they are in. Because once we start doing that, it means you've got an inflammation in the sinuses.
Okay.
And then you have to deal with that. It's either going to give antivirus with or without antihistamines, and maybe steroids. I just forgot to mention. Don't unblock your nostrils with anything else other than a steroid. Nespray.
For people with sinusitis?
Yeah, that's okay. Right. Because all these other decongestants will just worsen the problem.
Mm.
You will get that temporary relief for about 2-3 weeks. And then at the later stage,
It comes back.
Or you're addicted. You become addicted to it.
Yeah. Okay.
But with the steroid, it's something different. They can clear it and they'll go away. You don't have to be on it all the time.
All right.
Yeah.
Dr. Tlelane, thank you so much.
Sure.
We can beat the season.
Yeah, we can.
Is it possible for one to go for years without any influenza, flus, colds?
No. We all have to go through that. And just
we have to.
Yeah, we have to. We are human. We are human. We are not model.
Yeah, but you can have mild, ne?
Yeah, you can have mild.
Okay.
If you're taking care of yourself. Of
yeah.
Yeah.
No, thank you so much for coming and empowering us on this. And yeah, for those who are facing this, I'm hoping that the Lord would, you know, come through for them as well.
Sure.
And thank you for giving your time because, yo, yeah, it's awesome to have a doctor on air. We're asking questions like Mani Colin Khadebe did there.
Yeah.
And we're getting the help that we need. May God awesomely bless you.
Thank you very much.
He is available between 6 and 9 on 078-738-2694. Do remember to send a WhatsApp. He might not be able to respond right now, but whenever he will get time, he will do so. 078-738-2694. Thank you so much, Dr. Tlelane. And family, I'm signing out. You and I are going to meet on Friday on Heart to Heart from 12 up until 3. Next up is Germany, Yanni Belsa with Perspective. And afterwards, Lukom Gwediputi with Heart to Heart. Do enjoy the rest of our shows. Leaving you with the sounds of City Praise. Your will be done. But before that, let's via the stores and pay our bills.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.